a reunion grounds everybody back to the original purpose and philosophy of the Raider organization and also the Raiderettes.
It's a way that we find people that we've lost touch with and moved out of state. And the last reunion we had, people came from Florida, Virginia, Texas, Arizona, you know, and Carolinas, because it was so important to them to reconnect with people during what was one of the happiest times in their life.
Super Bowl 18, 83 to 86,
3:45. One more.
I think the first thing that comes to mind when you say reunion is family reunion. That's usually what people go to, or a class reunion. Both are a part of your family, just as the Raiderettes are. We call each other sisters.
Our history is right here in this room. So thank you, our founding sisters.
The Raiderettes, they're a sisterhood. Once a Raiderette, always a Raiderette. And it's really exciting for me to get to meet all the ladies who have set the path for the Raiderettes and made it to what it is known today.
I'm 1962, so I'm 50 years after. And you still look amazing. We love you.
I love you more. Look at my baby.
To meet the past girls that were on the team and the girls who were on the team decades before, it's just important. You get to meet who you are. It's like family.
To know that they came from really, truly humble beginnings and in just 50 years have gone from that to what the world brand of the Raiderettes is today. I mean, it truly is amazing.
To think that we started and the Raiders started in 1960 as really non-entities and to have become this huge franchise, it is totally overwhelming and totally amazing.
They didn't come to Frank Yule Field until 1962, but we did publicity for them.
Being a Raiderette at that time meant just performing. Most of us were still in high school, so it was performing and the camaraderie that we had with our friends.
It's really meaningful to be a part of it now. They've become wonderful, popular women who, they do great things, they do charity work.
It means the world to me. I have met so many people, so many nice women, and to be a member of this wonderful group of women, I'm overwhelmed.
Seeing the camaraderie, the sisterhood, it's like one large sorority where we're all together.
It is a sisterhood, and so that it means everything, because we've really reconnected on Facebook and these reunions, and you can feel the love that it just radiates from everybody. It's a magnificent feeling, really.
This is a family affair. You know, once a Raiderette, always a Raiderette. It's no difference than your last name. You know, once you get it, it's yours for life. So you are a part of the family.
It's a celebration of the current Raiderettes to say thank you to all the women who set that foundation for them. And it's also a way for the women from the 60s and the 70s to congratulate the younger women on holding those traditions dear and giving them the right to say, I was a Raiderette, and be able to be proud, knowing that going forward, that excellence will never be diminished.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
It's actually like we haven't even skipped a beat. I feel like we just did this last weekend.
I have been waiting 50 years for this.
Are you all excited and are you ready?
Yeah! And still to come.
My heart is pounding. I'm getting ready to get right in front of the fans and dance my butt off.
We're going to rock it. It's going to be good.
This segment of Raiders Report is brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, where fans buy and sell Raiders tickets.